Now I'm going to share this with you. Sacrificial worship births benefits. You will never, ever, ever outgive God in sacrifice. We not only sacrifice at the altar of worship, but it is also there that we set a way up to receive from the Lord. We see in 2 Samuel 24:18-25 that King David was blessed by God staying his hand of judgment on the people of Israel because of King David's sacrifice. It was his worship. When Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac, we also see here that although God had promised Abraham a lot, it was not until he came to the place of sacrificial worship that God ratified or completed his promise. And some of you are sitting here holding a contract of promise from God, and he has not completely ratified or fulfilled it yet because you have not come to the place of total surrender and total worship. Genesis 22:13-18 says this, "And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. For because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, I see Ishmael, but he's not the promised one. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Because you were willing to give your son, I give my son to your people."